The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today we celebrate the feast of the great Carmelite mystic, St. John of the Cross. And John has produced so many incredible works along with his renovating co-founder, St. Teresa of Avila. And in it, they describe stages along, the path to of the mystical, life. But it's not just the mystical life, it's the spiritual life in general. And each of those phases, has, a particular sort of dark night, or what we might call a cross, associated with it. So we have the purgative way, for example, which is the first phase of our life. And that's where we're really trying to separate ourselves, from sinful proclivities, whether they be, sensual proclivities, or whether they be egotistical proclivities, right? Some of them, are more, along the lines, the senses. Some of them more along the lines of the spirit or the ego, But John talks about these things, and he says, in order for us to sort of let go of these things, yes, we can make a decision to try and, purge these things from our life, and ultimately that decision is really important. But sometimes we need a little help from the cross. We need a little help from suffering. We need a little help from, the Lord in the form of deprivation rather than, consolation. And so in this purgative way, the Lord, in measure with what we can deal with, right? Lord's not going to give us a cross we can't deal with. And so, slowly but surely, he uses this purgative way. He uses these little sufferings or these little deprivations. Sometimes they're pretty big ones, but they really are very, very helpful in getting us, across the line, as it were, to the goal that we want to get to, namely the purification of our senses and the purification of our egos, of our spirits, as John would call it. So we want to do that. And, he just says, never disdain the cross, because, the cross is always the opportunity to move closer to the Lord. It's the opportunity for humility. It's the opportunity to detach from ego. It's the opportunity to be led away from sensuality. It's the opportunity then to come closer and closer to the Lord, so that, as St. Paul calls it, right, in that wonderful passage in 2 Corinthians 12, that Christ may grow stronger in us, right, as we kind of grow weaker in our own ego, which is a good thing. The good thing about deprivation. And then he talks the same thing about the illuminative way, right? And even there in the illuminative way, there is going to be the dark night of the soul, the dark night of the senses that's going to come, with this. And the reason for, the dark nights again is further purification. And these are deeper purifications of spirit, deeper purifications to detach us from ego and to basically help us out. Now, John, he's in a monastery, right? And believe me, he had his fair share of sufferings. I mean, he was locked away in a virtual, in a tower in prison, basically, for essentially trying to reform the Carmelite order. But that's another story. But he had plenty of his own sufferings. But he also saw that, that God could, not only, there's not just the sufferings of this life, there can actually be interior sufferings, right? And these are called desolations, spiritual or affective desolations. And so he says, the Lord in the illuminative way uses these affective desolations in our lives to purify us. And so even in the midst then, as we're in the illuminative way, we can really get some strikingly difficult, periods of our life, interiorly, as Mother Teresa had, you know, which are really dark nights, and yet there's purification in the midst of these things that just constantly, you know, lets us let go even more deeply of our ego and let go into the hands and into the love of the Lord, into His will and into His goodness for us. And so, of course, he talks about, you know, this dark night of the soul in the illuminative way, which finally leads to the unitive way. And once we reach the unitive way, it's the time of real joy and real love. And Saint Mother Teresa, now Saint Teresa of Calcutta, when she basically, you know, was in only her last month of life, boom, all of a sudden, as Benedict Rochelle says, she was almost giddy. You know, she was literally so filled with the buoyancy and joy and a sense of unity with God. I mean, she was in the unitive way, just as her predecessor, Saint Teresa of Avila, who she wanted to name herself after because she just so identified with her. But they all followed the way of the cross, the way of purgation, the way of the dark night that led quite literally into what John of the Cross calls the living flame of love, the living light of love. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.